This is Techfluencer Talk, a podcast that brings together tech geeks from all different verticals of technology into one space. This podcast of influencers will share thoughts, stimulate, and educate your mind on some of the latest innovations while keeping the technology chat simple. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Techfluencer Talk, where we keep technologies simple. And today's topic is going to be understanding UVC lighting and its importance today. And with me here at our studios is Rick Rodriguez, partner and CTO of ResCom USA. Rick, welcome to Techfluencer Talk, and thank you for coming to the studios.
Thank you for having me, Hugo.
Awesome, buddy.
Excited to be here.
Yeah. So, obviously, with COVID that hit last year and everything, times have changed.
Absolutely.
And something so simple of a technology that's been out for so long has become such an important player. UVC lighting, right? And I understand, you know, you've been in this game some time now. Let's just go very light level here. Talk to me a little bit about understanding, first off, UVC lighting.
Right. So UVC lighting in its most natural form has been used in our military, has been used in airports, it's been used in big corporations, in hospitals.
Sure.
It's been used a lot just in the same sense it's being used today right now, is to eradicate bacteria and viruses and protect and offer some type of alternative method of cleaning where certain types of application cannot get to or cannot sustain in that environment. UVC lighting becomes very powerful because of where it measures in the nano spectrum. So taking the sun, for instance, that's where we're getting that.
Yeah.
That sunlight, that nanospectrum at that UVC level is enough to eradicate and kill bacteria that are airborne. It is semi-harmful to a person, but not fully.
Sure.
So it does give you some ability to maintain being around people, but not completely engulfed in it.
Well, the truth is, you know, when we talk about UVC lighting, people get nervous, right? But there's different, what is it called? I know there's UVA. There's
right.
Classifications. Yep. I'm sorry.
Spectrums.
UVA spectrums, UVB.
Yep.
And UVC. Really quickly, touch upon all three. I mean, I know that UVA is the most dangerous, if I'm not mistaken.
So, yeah. So when you're at the UVA, UVB levels, you're at that more dangerous sun level that if it come in contact with directly with our skin, it is very harmful, can burn. If you're looking directly at those, at that nano spectrum,
sure,
it's definitely going to cause issues with eyes and other parts. At the UVC level, it's safer in a space where you can look at it from afar. You can visually see it happening and be far enough to understand it and not affect you personally. So it's become a great cleaning tool because I can now see what's working, see where it's working, evaluate that space. And that's kind of where that whole UVC lighting came involved, where I'm able to now use this light and I'm still safe on one side of
Absolutely.
It. And so that's what that is.
And I also know, especially with new products that are being rolled out as they're making them and new designs coming out constantly every month now, there's a lot of safety factors involved, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so it's not like the light's just going to start shooting at your eyes here. There's sensors involved. There's timers involved. So it's interesting because Rick had showed me a sample some time ago. I wanted to see a live demo because, you know, I'm one of those people that has to see, touch, and feel to believe, right? And I'll tell you something. I'll never forget you brought the, I think you called it the corn lamp.
Yes.
On a simple tripod, we turned it on. Everybody left the room, left it on for like about just 10 minutes.
Yep.
No longer. As soon as you walked into that room, you could smell. There's like a little odor, correct?
Absolutely.
So I also know that when these solutions take place, right, you know, whatever it is, whether it's on a timer, whether it's, you know, you're in a hospital and you're switching out patients out of rooms, you put in this UVC technology, you know, you flick the switch, it goes on, you leave it on for like a half hour. But then you got to let the odors dissipate for another, what, like 30 minutes rule of thumb?
Kind of equal. The rule of thumb is whatever you leave it on for, you should leave it off for and unvacated. You don't want people in there for the amount of time you left it on because it's immediately on contact killing bacteria.
Yeah.
So that odor over 30 minutes is going to produce enough.
Yeah. It's interesting, and it does dissipate because it did in the beginning. I was like, oh, man, this stuff is strong.
Yes, yes.
It's doing its job. It's killing something.
And that's really where some of the misconceptions behind the effectiveness of UVC lighting is. It's really based on that wattage, right? So I can come in here and put a 1,000-watt UVC light, blast everything, but I'll also change the color of the room. Me and you will have a shorter lifespan, and we'll be having a different conversation.
Oh, man.
So it's really about understanding how to use wattage versus time and space, right? Understanding space, how much you're trying to cover, how much time and how much wattage I need to accomplish that.
Rick, one thing I have noticed, though, even if you go to these large chains of stores, you start actually seeing UVC products. And here's what I want to share with everybody out there. I don't want you going out and spending a ton of money on these products. You know, because it truly, what Rick just said is critical that you understand. It really does come down to wattage.
Yep.
That is the key. Now, some of these wands that are out in the market, I'm not saying they don't work, but they're not doing the most effective job. You know, because the wattage for you to buy it on a store, it's so low that you literally would have to, I think, go over back and forth for like 10 minutes to really kill any or all of virus bacteria that might be on the surface, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And especially where we're looking at small applications like that, like a wand, people want to use this on the highest touch point areas and think it's going to be effective. So we're going to take this and we're going to put it on my keypad and my computer and my PC because I type there a lot and this is small enough for me to cover it.
Sure.
And really, you know, you kind of like dusting. You just dusted, but you didn't clean anything really. So it's really truly understanding what I need to accomplish the bigger task. If I'm really truly trying to kill something, then I want a bigger tool to do that job and a more effective tool.
Just a little hint, at the end of this podcast, Rick is going to be talking about a product they're about to release that's not out in the market, and you cannot buy this product yet online, but it's something you want to stay tuned to listen for, especially with the code we're going to share with everybody. You're going to be able to get this. So, Rick, one of the things I do want to ask is, I know that solutions now come in so many different forms, right? One thing I did learn, in at least in our conversation, was how does this UVC light really kill all the organisms in the air, bacteria, viruses, exactly? Not only on the surface, but really it's zapping everything that's in the air that we don't see. What was fascinating is it's all about the movement of air in a room.
Yes.
So talk to me about different types of applications. Like, say you're in a corporation. Like, where do you install a UVC? Now, I'm not talking about walking in with a lamp. Right?
Right.
We're talking about a little bit more sophisticated, not complex. Now, these solutions are not complicated, but talk to me about some of the applications.
So when you're looking into that type of environment, corporate, commercial, bigger establishments, you really want to give the awareness that you are cleaning, taking care of employees, but you don't want to have to bog them down with this seeing it and it's in their faces and it's this big machinery.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
So one of the developments that we've really been working hard with is a HVAC unit. It goes into your HVAC systems that are pre-existing, right?
Sure,
so,
cool.
So you have your big return that's pulling in all of the air for the building on these big megaton units upstairs on top of buildings or in certain areas. From that area, you want to be able to install an HVAC unit that installs literally in 10 minutes, if that. That's on the long end.
Wow.
And is able to clean every bit of air that passes through. So it's going to pass through your HEPA filter, right? Everybody's big on the HEPA filters, big part of it. Even the HEPA filter cannot give you a guarantee that the lighting system can.
Sure.
That UVC lighting is guaranteed to kill this air that's passing through there and kill the bacteria that's in it. So we're just after that HEPA filter.
Sure.
And then we're kind of hitting all your mega points in big spaces, right? So on your feeder lines that feed the rest of that building, that's where we're coming in with another unit. Again, all above drop ceilings, all in the background, easy installs.
So let me ask you, like if I was at a hotel, for example, and I see that ductwork at the top of the ceiling or somewhere near there,
yep,
that's where the equipment goes?
So in that type of environment, it would have to really be about their space, right?
Okay.
And so it is a small platform. We have different sizes to capture that different platform. Those in hotels are more self-contained units.
Okay.
So it's using a smaller platform, but you're still able to capture that air when it's pushing out. So in hotels, we've done units where we've done them on the head end because to get to the certain parts of the back end inside of each room, it's a little bit harder, but it's all part of this mitigation plan that they're going for. So
Understood. They're
starting because they know any bit, right? Anything you do is a good start. They're starting out at the big level, which is the big returns that are bringing all this air in. Because as you know, most of these systems are recirculating air.
Absolutely.
So what I breathe on the first floor, you'll eventually breathe on the fourth floor. And
oh man, don't tell me this.
Right. And so the idea here is let me kill all the air coming in so that I'm not worried about somebody who's sick a couple floors down.
Oh man. So kind of funny. Just a quick fact for all our listeners. I was doing some research because I wanted to learn a little bit more about UVC and I wanted to understand exactly what it is that we're killing in the air and then that odor that's left behind. So I got this fact for everybody that I'm going to share. It's the airborne dust. This dust is In human environments, it consists of around 80% of dead human skin and hair cells. And the rest is just small percent of environmental fibers, minerals, and cells. Man, I was like, oh,
absolute facts.
I couldn't believe that. That's nasty.
It really is. It really is.
But so let me ask you, okay, HVAC, that's pretty cool. But I know now that especially your company is coming up with some really crazy technologies out there.
Absolutely.
Simplifying it, obviously taking it to a whole other level with AI technology. So talk to me a little bit about, say we don't want to put it in the vents, you know, and work with the ducts and stuff like that in some right. building. What other solutions do you have?
So we've really gone after that exact what you're saying. We got to be able to accomplish all solutions in every environment, mm-hmm. right? So we've got the standard light bulbs, right? So your standard screw-in light bulb.
Okay.
We've turned that into an AI UVC product. Now, the difference with the UVC product we're using has an added element to it, which is the patent part of our product, which
awesome.
Is the UVA Plus.
Okay.
The UVA is that more dangerous spectrum we were talking about
okay.
later. That's the one that's really going to do some really big killing. And so this is why they don't really introduce that to public, because that's the one that really, mm-hmm. it can really burn.
Understood.
Right? They use it in hospitals. They use it in really concentrated areas.
Okay.
What this technology has done is they've taken a small part of that UVA, built it into these light fixtures. So upon this unit turning on, it's first presenting UVA
okay.
at the pop.
Interesting.
And then the UVC comes on and does the long term. So when that UV comes on, a UVA comes on, in that first second of the light turning on, you've probably killed about 85% of the bacteria it's covering immediately. Then the UVC is staying on longer so it can capture as air circulating in that room, anything
cool.
else that's left over, it's capturing all that. So them two combined into these new fixtures that we're rolling out, hi-hats, trims, people are replacing their LED fixtures. If you're replacing your standard home hi-hat trim,
sure,
and you want to go to LED lights,
yep.
then there's no reason not to go to our products, because it's standard regular white light.
Is the pricing similar?
The pricing is similar.
Really?
If you're talking hi-hat for hi-hat in a home use.
Okay.
I used to be an electrician. I used to sell hi-hat fixtures all the time. Mm-hmm. Swapping out that trim and going to an LED with UVC built into
yep.
it, cost effectively, where we might be a couple bucks over depending on
okay.
you know the type of fixtures you might have used, but the benefit to what we're giving you, that AI technology, that ability to leave your lights on, leave the room, and when you leave, these lights know that you were there and will turn on their own and clean the
surface.
I was just
going to ask that. I was going to ask that. So I'd like to touch upon the safety of the lighting. So just say, for example, I'm a homeowner, and I go and I change all the 60-watt bulbs and the hi-hats, which are like, I think, the BR30s, right?
Yep.
So I put them in, and the kids get up in the middle of the night. They want to turn. Like, how often are these things going off? That's what I want to know. And at what point do they go on? How does that work?
So do the light switch for your room or based on whatever you're using for lighting. Once you turn that light on once, it's your standard household light.
Okay.
It's going to work as a regular white light, a beautiful LED.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually options inside of it to make it the nice yellow light that people have.
Okay.
So there is options in how you want your light to look on an everyday
oh, cool.
basis.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is once you double tap that switch,
mm-hmm.
turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on inside of it 3 seconds.
Okay.
Now you've activated UVC cleaning.
Got
now what
it.
That's going to do is immediately start counting down the light. You'll see the light blinking, flashing down 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go faster, letting you know it's closer to turning on, so that you should get into a safe zone. And safe zone meaning just so that you're not in the depth of its sensor to turn back off. You
okay.
want it to clean. So once you're outside that safe zone, it's going to turn purple and clean everything inside of that space.
Wow.
As soon as you walk towards that fixture, it senses you're there, and for your safety, it's going to turn off
okay.
and turn back into a regular white light to guide you through. When you leave, turns back on again all on its own. It wants to clean that space. Its objective
yeah.
at the end of the day is to clean the space. So no matter how many times you come in and enter that room and leave that room,
mm-hmm.
when you leave, it's going to count down its 45 seconds and continue to clean that space.
Interesting. Wow. So one of the concerns more of a question is, how often should we be utilizing this technology in a home? Like, I don't know. What is it? Once a day, once a week, once every 3 days?
The idea behind this in a long-term spectrum is this is now going to be kind of part of life, right? So
yeah.
it's more about how often you use space is how often you want that space cleaned. And if we're taking this from a residential in your home.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Babies,
yeah.
and when you have children and all this, you want this environment cleaned as much as
sure.
possible. And not everybody's walking around with a sponge and a thing and trying to clean surfaces every time.
I mean, I see this huge in daycares, in schools.
Absolutely.
I mean, right now, for example, in the town that I live in, we're all back 100%. The kids are back to school. And they're still battling a lot of cases of COVID. I mean, this is something I wish the schools had, even in the high school, grammar schools. I mean, if they had this lighting technology, it could probably work all night.
So we've been pitching to private schools because the private sector is a little bit easier.
Yeah,
right.
Understood.
So in the private sector, people are really looking for, if I'm going to send my child back to this school, this private school, mm-hmm. I need to feel comfortable with what's going on in this building. Because publicly, we're announcing it. Privately, we need to show some force, right? So we took the objective of if we hit a private school and show them the effectiveness, and we could show parents how mm-hmm. much, you know, the cost of this, how we can mitigate this on a stretched out, on a long-term basis into a contract annually where we continue to come back and service these lights and service this environment, they could see the effectiveness because now there's a safety measure that they're not seeing anywhere else. Tested. We can test the airspace before we apply, test the airspace after, and we could show people right there the actual difference that this product is making. So to offer that type of assurance, that type of safety, easier in that private sector, once we were able to show them what this system can do. We gave them a good understanding of the HVAC, of how it works with the lighting, air circulating. When you don't see, is that air moving and how it can now push the air back under my lights again. So with this harmony inside the system that's really being created.
That's fascinating. You know, I love technology, man. I'm like a kid in a candy store because it just never stops.
Me too.
I mean, here we are talking about UVC technology, right? Lighting technology that has been around for so many years, and it's gone to a whole new level. Now, talk to me about, let's go into a commercial space. I know that you said you have, you know, the LEDs that a lot of companies are now switching out to those very thin 2x4s, 2x2 type LED lighting that normally we used to have fluorescent lights, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
T8s,
so now
T12s.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So talk to me about that, because I know that you said now you have a solution and the actual UVC technology and the AI is right in the center of these.
Absolutely. So one of the big things, commercial space, 2x4 lay-ins, 2x2 lay-ins, the 1x4 lay-ins, mm-hmm. the space that they're in right now, very commercial, very, I want to say a lot of it is older, right? So the mm-hmm. technology is older. They're still using the old fluorescent technology. Mm-hmm. A lot of these upgrades are being done to LED lighting. When you now can switch over your entire commercial space to an LED lighting that has UVC built in, there is no difference to the way that building will perform.
Absolutely.
Nothing, except everybody leaves that space for the night. On its own, that entire building, every commercial floor in that building will clean itself and fully. And it can do it if it does it for an hour, you're talking about pure UV lighting, cleaning that space for a full hour, giving you longevity in it, right? And then allowing that smell and odor, anything there to dissipate long enough.
Sure.
By the time you start your next day, you could run it one more time. You're completely sanitized and then you can brand and market that. So the idea behind these bigger corporations is they see the opportunity because they're getting this funding.
Yeah.
To put together a really good plan, show their employees that I care about you coming back to work. I'm taking the necessary steps to show it, to prove it to you. As well, we're going to brand it and show the customers you need to come back here because we are taking the steps and the measures to protect you.
No doubt. That's crazy. So I know that you had mentioned that you actually have an app. Yes. How does this work? It's an app that you just download?
Yeah. So
what exactly is the app doing?
So in the full spectrum of what ResCom USA is doing, the mitigation plan really that we're rolling out is a plan that incorporates the UVC lighting, incorporates this patent-protected bioprotect solution that we're using for spray surfaces, 90-day mm-hmm. guarantee. And then the third part of this whole patented products that we're rolling out with is this app that was developed by our team. They developed this app as a basically like blockchaining the sanitation space. It's really a great idea in order of us to understand the challenges that corporations are having, that communities are having, and the part that we play, and then we can track it. So in Washington, we are quoting an entire city's school district, which is a really good project because in Hoquiam, Washington, it's the oldest city in Washington. This is what we learned when we were there.
Okay.
Oldest city in Washington. The mayor's lived there his entire life. Mm-hmm. He's a young gentleman, great guy, and he said basically everybody in Washington, when they get old, they retire here to Hoquiam. It is my job
to
protect
healthy.
Everybody.
Yeah, why not?
So
absolutely.
I need to have the safest city in Washington.
I love it.
What you guys are promoting here is incredible. It's giving me what I need to give to my customers, to my people, to the families, this reassurance. So when we quoted the school district, we went at them with a full mitigation plan where we can roll in all the UVC lighting. We could start with the HVAC units, eventually roll into your fluorescent fixtures, even the light bulbs. If they wanted to swap out your standard T8s and T12 light bulbs, we're working with a company right now that has put these AI technology sensors right on the light bulb. So now we don't even have to swap out full fixtures. Okay. We can just swap out the light bulb and give you a UV light bulb inside of that.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Rick, touch upon a little bit for all of our integrators that may be listening. Talk to me about integrating this with some sophisticated automated solution. You know, right. The touch panels on the wall.
Press runs, you know, and your control fours.
Yes, that kind of stuff. Exactly.
Yeah. So being in the technology space, that was the first thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to figure out how we can automate this, right? Because if we're in a sanitation space to make money or to be part of a solution, right? And so we looked at it as we want to be part of the solution because
absolutely.
Of our knowledge base.
Yeah.
We have so much knowledge in this technology. We could take a standard product and then flip it into something that can be used in a larger scheme and done through AI and done through automation. So anybody using any type of automation system, control system, yep. would have the ability to, one, incorporate our app in. Mm-hmm. So what the app is basically doing is talking to the system and recording its data. It's telling you the effectiveness of the lights.
Okay.
It's telling you when we spray a surface, we're telling you the hot touch points are going to be the biggest variable.
Okay.
I could come in, swab a surface with our test kit, and know within 5 minutes whether or not we are now 50% better, 60% better, how much we lost, how much we gained, and then this gets reported into a bigger system.
Okay.
And so when you're in an automation system, if I know that my certain areas are no longer as effective as they were, it can immediately kick out an email. It can send out a service request to our system to say bank number 23 okay. is having a issue in one of its rooms. One okay. of the touch points is showing a lot hotter than any of the other ones.
Okay.
We come in, we can mitigate that, reapply, and kind of mitigate that surface and get it back up, record that data, put that into the app. And now,
oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Over years, we're recording this amazing health report of our business.
The analytics and everything behind it. Yeah, it's
all of
just
it. And we know when certain departments are being sick and sure. You know what, this department's a lot worse during yeah. these type of times of the year, we can go in and actually mitigate that ahead of time.
It's just so interesting. Really, it really is. Let me ask you a question. What is part of ResCom USA service? So many of our listeners, you know, they're obviously corporate America. They might be in the healthcare industry, you know, even house of worships and schools, universities, et cetera. But what is it exactly? What do you offer? What's the service? What will you do? And I want to put you on the spot here because we always tend to throw in a promo code, right?
Right.
I like to hear the word free up
yes.
front. If you use Techfluencer Talk as your promo code and you make that phone call to ResCom USA, you will get a free mitigation consultation.
Absolutely.
Awesome. What does that involve? Just give me a little high level, you know.
So I'll give you a kind of a case study, right?
Okay.
So we're doing this bank in Washington, Timberland Bank is the name. Okay. They have 26 locations. They sent us the floor plans of one of their main buildings that's been kind of duplicated. This is the biggest
sure.
building that's been duplicated a couple times over. Our engineers have redesigned that floor plan because we asked for their HVAC system and their lighting schematics.
Okay.
What we did is we now layered on top of that our own drawings of where we would put our HVAC units, our hi-hats, our 2x4 lay-ins, all of our fixtures, everything that we feel is a full mitigation plan for the lighting side. Then how we would spray, where we would spray, how it gets recorded, and then how the app works and so on. So
wonderful.
It's really a full plan. Full
listen,
full plan.
I would think there's got to be some return on investment because, I mean, you're putting in LED lighting as well. I mean, there's going to be cost savings right there.
Right off the bat. Especially at that level when you're talking about a commercial space swapping out 100 2x4 lay-in fixtures that are running 75-watt T8 light bulbs.
Yep.
The savings in one room is going to be tremendous.
Awesome.
So now you're getting this extra layer of protection. Mm-hmm. You're getting this extra layer of comfort, security that you're providing to your employees. Mm-hmm. And then it's also an easy swappable product. So any product we sell can easily be swapped in a larger contract. That's why contracts are really what we're going after.
Sure.
Because if I can tell you in 6 months, 8 months, yeah. I'll come in and swap out the bulbs, you're none the wiser. I'm not renegotiating. We're not talking all this over again. We're
it's
in a contract.
Automatic.
It's automatic.
It makes sense. Completely makes sense. Give me some applications, all right? I had mentioned a couple, obviously healthcare, right? Healthcare is huge, hospitals,
huge.
But schools, universities. I mentioned gyms. What are some other, I mean,
gyms
you mentioned banks.
Banks is a big one. Old age.
Restaurants. What about restaurants?
Restaurants is huge. Yeah. Back of the house at the where the chefs are cooking.
Okay.
At the end
oh,
of the night
yeah.
when they clean.
Absolutely.
And you have UV lights in the ceiling, you know, we're
yeah.
talking about everything that's been touched in that kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
This is good, even if we weren't in pandemic mode.
That's yeah, absolutely right about that one.
I mean, it's incredible what this
yeah.
stuff can do,
yeah.
even if we're not in pandemic mode. We should be thinking about sanitation at a higher level.
Rick, I got to ask you this, though. Say, you know, and you know how devastated New York City, for example, all the restaurant business, and my heart goes out to all the owners out there. And I want them to come back and come back strong. Right. So a solution, I'm going to pretend I'm the owner of a restaurant and I don't want to spend much more money.
Right.
What do you think? It could be a very competitively priced, not too costly solution, correct? Just swapping out maybe the LED lighting and just...
That's it. I mean, it's cost effective if you're looking for a full solution. If you're looking just to impress customers, we're probably not your best choice because we're looking for the long term, right? We want people to understand this is going to be a solution that you need to grow with, because we don't know when and how and how much and how far to go.
But what you said is true. This is like, it's going to be part of a new norm.
Yes.
And there's nothing, listen, think about if we had this in place, just think about that. If we had this in place 4 years ago, right? Flu would be lower, I would think, right? Viruses, sickness, I mean, it's got to help.
Yep. You know? And it's the way to think about it. And so, so what we're saying is, cost effectively, if we took a restaurant group, couple of chains, you know, even a small one restaurant, if we took this into a larger contract and we said, let us help you on a yearly basis, then I can enter you into a contract. I can keep cost of products so low because overall, we're in an agreement together that we want safety as the number one priority.
Agreed.
We're going to take a nice little deposit on the front end,
okay,
put together a great solution, get a good product out there going, and on the long term, we're going to take this down the road. And then we see how it looks in another year, mm-hmm, however we negotiate that contract, and see, listen, do we need to add to it? Do we need to peel back? You know, what's our force look like? And so we can really kind of dive into that as we get further along. But on that front end, how you brand that. So one of the other ones we're working with is we've pitched with FEMA, which we spoke to you about.
Absolutely.
It was a good pitch for us. It was a good move as far as they were really excited about where we're going as a company, and that sanitation and technology is such an importance for us.
Yep.
So having that conversation with them and understanding the challenges that they are faced with, and obviously, right, if they got to roll out and drop a building somewhere and put in 100 and something cots and all these blankets and everything, how fast can we roll out and be effective to them?
Yeah.
This whole conversation we had with them was about that type of just, plan.
It's crazy, yeah. So that's really interesting, Rick. But let's bring this to the consumer level now. We've been talking a lot of the larger applications. Yep. Now, I'm going back to the home. I want to buy these lights. Where do I go? Can I share a link at the end of this where they could purchase it?
Absolutely. The best way is going to be through the website.
Okay.
And to visit the website.
Wonderful.
See what we have going on there. And then really to engage us in a phone call and an email, because
awesome,
there's one thing about buying product. There's another about understanding why you're buying, what you're buying.
True.
And helping us really give you that type of guidance.
I agree. That's awesome. So again, just before we wrap up, I want to share the coolest product that I happen to see. This is a USB light that you just hook to a laptop. Now, listen, everybody now is working virtual. Everybody is using laptops and tablets. And they all, let's face it, got USB ports in most cases. This thing is the coolest thing I've ever seen. People that are listening at the moment, you cannot find this right now. So I am going to be sharing a special link where you could see, and I'll share a video and exactly show you the application and what's its purpose. But just to describe it, Rick, it's a little light, reading light. You put it to your USB, and it's not even a small light. It really shines.
Absolutely.
And then you just tap the top. It throws off like a sensor light.
Yep.
You walk away, and all of a sudden, a UVC shines over the laptop, and it's killing all of the bacteria and germs that you may have throughout the day.
Absolutely. So we have seen these lamps all over different websites that are selling these type of USB type of plug lamps. But none have, I mean, not UVC, just regular lights.
Yeah.
We decided this is a great application for a surface touch.
Never seen it. I'm in technology. I've never seen this. Yeah. I was like, this is the coolest thing. So
yeah, really. So easy plug-in. It works on its own. It follows the same concepts. It has the AI built in. It has the UVA plus built in. So it's really giving you amazing cleaning. And it's really telling you how the technology works in such a simplified application.
So cool, too, because we did test it out. When the UVC light was shining on the laptop, I walked over to it, shut off right away.
Yep.
It's just so great.
The sensitivity, to me, is one of the most impressive parts, because that is one of the biggest questions we've been faced with.
Yeah.
Is, you know, well, what if I walk under it?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that's one of my concerns.
Right. It's everybody's first question.
It's fascinating. No, great. Yeah. Great. Rick, again, thank you for coming into the studio and sharing so much information on UVC lighting, its technology, and where we're at today.
Thank you.
So critical that nowadays, as you see things happening and things developing and changing, things like this, applications such as taking AI, embedding this with a little bit with lighting technology and UVC, you're going to see more and more of these changes taking place. And I'm really excited to have you here with us to share all this information. So remember to all our listeners, if you use the TechFluencer Talk as a promo code, you will get a free mitigation consultation. If you're a company, government agency, you know, gym, house of worship, school, university, please take advantage of the link. Use the promo code. And I will be sharing this link for this gadget that I call it a gadget, but it really is a complete solution to kill all the germs on the laptops. I think every student should have one, by the way.
Absolutely. I agree.
I love this thing. And it was really priced competitively. It was amazing.
Yep, absolutely.
So listen, Rick, thanks again. I greatly appreciate your time. And for all our listeners at TechFluencer Talk, this is Rick Rodriguez of ResCom USA in Hugo, and we are checking out.